Election Day is tomorrow, and this much we know. Barring a surprise of, well, historic proportions, the next president of the United States will speak in North Carolina today. Both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump have scheduled last-minute stops in what has become the front line in this election. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Clearly, North Carolina isn't just a battleground state. Trump and Clinton have each made more than a dozen stops in the state since wrapping up their party's nomination. And that total does not include a steady stream of surrogates, spouses, children, and vice presidential nominees sent to sway North Carolina voters and the state's 15 Electoral College votes to their camp. Donald Trump will take the stump for the last time in North Carolina at 3 p.m. in Raleigh. Then he's off to Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Michigan. Hillary Clinton will hold the final rally of her campaign at NC State tonight. Doors open for the midnight rally at 8:45 p.m. Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence was in Hickory last night. His Democratic counterpart, Tim Kaine, will be speaking at a rally in Charlotte at 11 a.m. today. For Trump, North Carolina is simply a must-win state. For Clinton, a chance to all but assure she'll be again calling the White House home. Polls open tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. and stay open until 7:30 p.m. Tuesday night. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.